And when he attains that abode, that Vaikuntha, when he comes to Vaikuntha, how can he enjoy power? Sin is there. No sin is there. It is no dark, it is light. No tadbhasete surya, no sitanko, no palaka. Jagatva nanivartante, from he will never return. That is my land. So, our problem, one problem is, how can I overcome? How can I overcome this maya and reach the goal? In the middle, any offering, bhuloka, bhuvaloka, and mahaloka, janaloka, tapaloka, satyaloka. But that should not be disturbed. It should not disturb me. Just Bhutrasura says, O Lord, Narayana Parasarve no kutasana vidyati. When Chitraketa Maharaja was cursed by Parvati, then he says, yes, I will follow the curse. Your boon and your curse are same. You send me to Sarga, send me to Naraka, both same to me. I am not afraid of suffering. I am not afraid of enjoying. Enjoying will be there in Sarga, suffering will be in Naraka. Because Sarga apavarga narakesu api. Sarga apavarga moksham and Naraka. Hell. Heaven, hell and moksha. Three are one. Narayana parasam. Then he said, I am a devotee. You see, I have got attachment towards the Supreme Lord. I am Atma. I have no distraction. I have no enjoyment. No enjoyment, no suffering. So I am not afraid of your boon. I am not afraid of your curse. Both are one to me. And he went away, became the class. And he was fighting with Indra. Indra has prepared that Vajrayudha with the bones of Dadichi Muni. It is stronger than ordinary Vajrayudha. Stronger. Then Bhutrasura knows it. He said, use it, sir. Why are you waiting? Use it and kill me. I don't want to kill you. I can kill you, but I don't want, because after killing you, I don't want to enjoy this, your property, and become Indra. I don't want. Not your position, even the Brahma's position. Sarvabhauma, master of the whole universe. No. Rasat Rajvacham. No. Astadas, 18 siddhis. No. And Moksham. No. What do you want? I want your Lord. He is a wretched fellow. Why should I pray to him? First he said, Indra, kill me. I don't want to kill you. Kill me. Then Indra was afraid of killing him because he killed his elder brother Vishwarupa. Now he is afraid of committing again offense of killing a Brahmin. He is the son of Tvastarusi. So how can I kill you? He was just thinking the matter. No, don't think. Then he gave one stroke. When due to that strike of this Vajrayudha fell down from his hand. So even Vajrayudha's hand ordinarily won't fall from the hand of Indra. No, Indra lost that. And he said, no matter. He picked it up and gave it to Indra. You take this and use. Then Indra gave strike two So this arm, this left arm and right arm were removed. Then Vrishasura, opening his mouth, devoured all the body of that Vajrayuha, Indra. Indra has gone to the gone inside the stomach of all the in the heaven, all the devatas, gods and demigods, they were thinking, oh, now Vrishasura has devoured him. Indra, no Indra lost. But Indriya had that Vajrayuha. He opened the belly and came out. But he said, I am not afraid, I am not in need of these luxuries, these glories, nothing I want only the Lord. So one must, cannot, should not be tempted by all these things, worldly things. Are वहाँ बैठे रहे क्यों कुछ they won't do the service of the Lord, the service of the Lord, because they have no taste, and the taste comes only according to their past kasukarma. When 60,000 Brahmins at Naimisharanya, they were listening Bhagavad. And when they saw Sutta Goswami, who is a non-Brahmin, but he has studied all the Vedas, Upanishads, and Dharma Shastrams, all Puranams, everything. Now when they saw him, they say, sir, we are performing this yajnam. And due to the smoke of that yajnam, all of us have become dark. Our bodies have become dark. Clothes become dark. So, the knowledge also has become dark. So, what is the benefit? Well, we do not understand. Please tell us what is beneficial to us. You please tell us. You have studied everything. Then he said, yes. This thing, the essence of all the ashrams were spoken by Vyasa Deva to Sukadeva. And in Sukha Parikshit Samvadam, I was there for 7 days. And I have heard what Sukadeva told. The same thing I will repeat. I will never, I will change even a word as it is. I will repeat. So irritated. Now, you start, we are happy. Now we bless you to have long life and health, and you please go on reciting the glories of the Lord. They have given long life. Then he was killed by Balarama. He was killed because all the disease stood, but he never, he was sitting. Then he says, so he doesn't know the customs and manners, and he has become a dictator. So he must be social. Then all these rishis, they were afraid of this. Sir, we got one teacher who can teach us, because we were in darkness.
सतांग प्रसंगात मम वीर्य संविद्धो भवन्तु हृत्कर्ण रसायनागत तज्जोषणात आसु अपवर्गवत्मनि श्रद्धा रति भक्ति अनुक्रमे. इफ वी कम टू ए प्रॉपर गुरु आर ए प्रॉपर भक्तार वैष्णवा देन ओनली हिज टॉक will create some sense, create some power, and it will destroy the uncleanliness,
and purify that faith. And that faith, after coming, listening often and often of his words, the faith will grow. And tata sadhu sangha, sri satsanga will be perfect. And then bhajan kriya, she will realize the process of bhajan. What is that bhajan? She will realize and do bhajan. And by doing bhajan, gradually that taste towards bhajan will increase. Ruchi, nishtha, and ruchi, taste, then asakti, attachment, then bhava, prior to prema is bhava state. Just like dawn, now it is dawn. Because the sunset, sun has gone. Sunset, after sunset, till the darkness comes, 1 hour it is dawn. From darkness has gone, sunrise has to wait for 1 hour, that is called dawn. Between the sun and the light, there is no light. After half an hour you will see no light, only darkness. But this is called bhavadasa. Or you see suddhanama, nama, sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti, that bhavadasa. That is the stage, with sunrise or sunset and the darkness. Sun and the darkness, light and darkness. And in the middle, suppose the sun rose in Japan, we will get that light. Not sun you can see, but the light you will get. That is called bhavadasa at dawn. Now after 1 hour, you will see sunrise. Now in that bhavadasa also, we can give up this bhayam, that we have got fear, that will go. In the darkness, in the night, we have got fear. We see the not scenery. We cannot see the scenery. We cannot see anywhere what is there and what not. Because that Brahma will be, misunderstanding will be there. And Pramada will be there. Though he will be reading, there are many words. In the middle he will use one word and read, and he will understand according to it. This is called pramadam. And karunapata, Indians, they have no full strength. The tongue has no power to speak always. Ear has no power to hear a sound which it cannot endure. A sound of a bomb, the drum will be completely ruined. And light, you see the object, because you have eyesight. No, I cannot see the light. There is one mustard. If you put one mustard there and ask you to see that, you say, no, there is no mustard. But mustard is there. But the sight has no power to see that. Then you must use lenses, microscope, then it will see so many things. So this capacity we possess is not sufficient, is insufficient. Now, if we receive the blessings of the Lord, then we can see. That is called darshan. Philosophy we say, in one, darshan means to see is darshan. Darshan means to understand. A man who has no eyes, but he can understand that the ant was bitten by ant. Oh, it is burning.
burning by some ant. So without seeing the object, if the dog is barking, he has not seen the dark, but no eyes, but still he has to understand that his dog is barking, but he has never seen the dark. So with all these senses, we can understand. But it is limited. The capacity it has got limited. To an unlimited thing, which has no beginning, no end, it cannot understand. You cannot understand it by seeing it, hearing it, touching it, tasting it, smelling it. You cannot understand. Because the smelling capacity, touching capacity, hearing capacity, seeing capacity is limited. So Bhagavan, the Lord, Supreme Lord, is unlimited, Ananta. His name is Ananta. And Anadi, Adi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. He is Anadi. He is Adi. He has no beginning, no end. To such an object, how can you see with the eye power which has got limited capacity? How can you see? If we see the murtis in the temple, when the temple doors closed, we cannot see. No. So, whether if you see the same murti after in the temple, the same thing outside the temple, watching, only you will see that. Nothing, you will see. Tavar jangama dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra suretar ishtadeva murti. Mahaprabhu is everything, he talks to everybody. But Mahaprabhu says, I see only one boy with a flute, singing one flute. I see that one figure everywhere. I see. So others cannot see. The conception of others are different. Not only 1,000 crores of people, they have no eyesight. But he has got the perfect eyesight through which he can see the sun. See the object of worship, Krishna, everywhere. Not in the temple, he is everywhere. He comes out of the temple, he sees the tree, sitting, Krishna sitting on the tree. He sees water, Krishna is dancing. You see everything. So that sort of philosophy is called darshan. And there are six darshanams, eastern and western philosophies. So that person, that is not perfect. Because they have never attained perfection. Only the means, they say, not the end. But Vyasadeva said, no, why you are all wasting that energy and time? You see, the end is already established, that is the Brahman. Jatova imani bhutani, from him all of us have come out. Now you must discuss about it. Why should you waste your... It is a headache to you now. So great philosophers, they are not perfect. So one perfection depends upon him. When the light, see the light, then your sight will be perfect. Without the help of light, if the light is powerful and more powerful like sun, there is no light more powerful than sun, except Bhagavan. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, is more powerful. That light cannot be compared with the light of the sun or the moon or the flames. Na tad bhasayati surya, na sishanka chandra, na pavaka agni. They have got limited light. Surya also got limited light. If on the one globe, one side, you will see the sun and its light. On the other side, no sun, darkness. But about the Supreme Lord, you can see in this world and that world, in the planet, that planet, this planet, everywhere, always, day and night. No future tense, no past tense, no present tense. It is eternal, everywhere. Now, if a bhakta, if he realizes that day and night, then there is no fear. দীক্ষা গুরু হি গুরু সন্ন্যাস গুরুর প্রমিনেন্স নাই সন্ন্যাসটা যদি সে সন্ন্যাস প্রভুপাদের সন্ন্যাসী বা তার সন্ন্যাসী হলে মধ্যে ওর যে দীক্ষাকে প্রায় দীক্ষা এখন সন্ন্যাস ইজ এন আশ্রম ধর্ম বাট দীক্ষা ইজ আত্মধর্ম বিকজ হু ডজন্ট নো হোয়াট ইজ doesn't know about sannyas, Bhagavan also. He was arrogant. He never cared anybody. He was arrogant. That is why he has committed offense at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I have talked to him at Delhi. I went to Delhi for the Ratha Jatra, their Ratha Jatra once. I spoke to him. He was arrogant. On that day, meeting, they have asked to speak. Me, I said, Tamal Krishna, let him speak. And Tamal. And I said, then this. Home Minister, what is that his name? Congress Home Minister. He was invited.
Choban.
But almost all his disciples, they had faith, strong faith in him.
Yes.
Strong faith. But now you must say that he has fallen, but his disciples never believe it. Never believe it means they are not allowed to come to the mat, to the center there, because ISKCON is there. So at the beginning there, after that some of them have taken heavy initiation. And that field was your who wrote the life?
Satsarup.
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 Yes.
He gave initiation to them. Many of them.
Regarding sannyas is not more important. Importance is diksha, harinam and diksha, guru, not sannyasi guru. Just in the line, there is no question of sannyasi. Scandalizing or doing nonsense, he doesn't care. Dukhesu anadvignamana, sukhesu vigata spriha, vidaraga bhayakrodha siddhadhirmani lucchate. He is a sita prajna, one who doesn't care for the scandals, doesn't care for the enjoyment, So he is nirabeksha. He has no attachment with anything. Detachment, why should he fear? So Guru Krupa he is not afraid of anybody to speak the truth.
Yeah, he's outspoken.
He will speak the truth. Bhaktrut go apriya, still apriya satyam, yet he will never stop. He will speak the truth. And some people very rarely fall. Vasan pranta, prataksha sangavad. When we come to our close, it's highly about us. If they go away, elsewhere they will talk and anything and everything against. Prataksha, in the presence of the person, they speak, oh, you are a great soul. But they will scandalize him if they talk to anybody. So that is not Vaishnavism. Vaishnava nirapaksha. He should not care for the luxuries or for the glories or for anything. He is afraid of committing sin, that is okay. But he is not afraid of speaking the truth. He must speak the truth. Satyam. Where is our Hamsadutta? He is in America, I think.
They are in America.
He is not coming now.
No, they are offensive.
Is he preaching?
They are preaching their own.
He published one book, second book.
They are preaching this.
I'm preaching now. And worship from that. So he did it. Then he saw, that is why he saw this Sarvabhuja Gauranga Murti. Then he saw Gauranga Murti, Sarvabhauma, wrote that about his glories, Vairagya Yuk, Bhakti Rasam Prajatnai, Vairagya Yuk, Vairagya Yuk, वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थमेकं पुरुषं पुराणं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपाम्बुजैर्जातमहं भवत्। सो ही सेड यू हैव टेकन दिस बॉडी एज श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य ओनली टू एस्टैब्लिश वैराग्यम एंड ऑल्सो विभक्ति वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थमेकम निज भक्ति योग युवर भक्ति योग टू एक्सप्लेन दट भक्ति योग यू हैव कम एज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य बॉडी एज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य यू हैव कम सो हियर टू सम एक्सटेंट ही हैज रिवील्ड द ट्रूथ महाप्रभु महाप्रभु हैज नॉट कंप्लीटली रिवील्ड that Radha Bhava was yet. But when he went to South Indian tour at Ramananda was Rai, who came there, who was the governor, who came there to take that bath, because it was the time of Puskara. Puskara means once in 12 years, Godavari Puskara will be there. Several lakhs of people will take their bath for 15 to 20 days.
So,
there is Kovur. The Goswami Ghat is there. Gautama Rishi's ashram was there. And Gautama Rishi, he was performing tapas there. And in that area, there was a scarcity of water, scarcity of food. So for 12 years, there was no production. So all these people unitedly, they say, you must see that he must commit gohatya. Means all these devatas, they have farmed themselves as a goat. And he only just put a straw, but the goat died. Then all of them have come out and then said, "Sir, you have committed offense. Now you must bring Gautami, Ganga, in this place. And like Bhagirathi, you can purify your whole life and your ancestors, everybody will purify. They do this." So, see, Gautama Rishi brought Gulavari. Gulavari is called Gautami Ganga. Gautama Rishi has brought it. So the name there is called Gautami Ganga. So all people were taking a bath, and the other said, "Rajamandri, this